Bible, open to the Gospel of St. Mark, Mark chapter number 5, and we'll begin reading in verse number 21, the thought that the Lord laid on our heart for this morning. Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 21, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, I could stop right there and preach for about an hour and a half. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may but touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be thou whole of thy plague. My Father, as I bow in your presence, Lord, I pray you'd hide me behind the cross. Unless you anoint me, there'll be no preaching done. I can speak for a little while, and we can go home. But I beg you, Lord, from the bottom of my soul, hide me behind the cross and anoint me to do what you've called me to do. And I'll give you the praise for it, for it's in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. You may be seated. This is a very familiar story in our Bible out of Mark chapter number 5. Matthew also records it, and so does Luke. If you read Matthew's account, he says that she touched the hem. If you read Luke's account, he says she touched the border. They all match. She touched the hem of his garment. We look at what transpires before we get to this point. Jesus has been baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist to begin his public ministry. And John makes witness of the fact that he saw the Holy Spirit as a dove descend upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and there he was baptized not just with water, but God the Father anointed him with the Holy Ghost to begin his public ministry. And right off the bat, Mark chapter number 1, he goes into the synagogue. And there he goes in to preach and to teach. And he finds one in the synagogue, not at the beer joint, but he finds one in the synagogue that had a demon, that had an unclean spirit inside him. And when these demons saw the Lord Jesus Christ, they knew who he was. They said, Have you come to destroy us before our time? We know who you are, the Holy One of God. Isn't that amazing? The demons knew who he was. And Jesus rebuked the demons, and they came out of this man. And the Bible said in verse number 28, that because of this, the people saw this, his fame spread throughout all of the region. And from then on, everywhere Jesus went, he was thronged by the people. Everywhere he went, he was thronged. And here he is. He has a Jairus, which is a ruler of the synagogue, that comes to Jesus because he's known now as the healer. Comes to Jesus and falls down at the feet of Jesus and says, I've got a little girl, it's my only child. She's 12 years old. And I want you to come to my house and just say the word, lay your hand on her, that she may be revived. And so the Bible says Jesus started on his journey with Jairus. He's headed to raise a little 12-year-old girl. But all of a sudden, there's a lady that interrupts this possession. She's referred to as a certain woman. She approaches, the Bible says, from behind. She's got one thing in her mind, and that's to touch the clothing of the Lord Jesus Christ. She knows very well that this could be her last chance. She is near death. She's had this plague for 12 long years. So the first thing this morning, let's look at her condition. The Bible said she had suffered for 12 long years. She was considered, out of Leviticus chapter 15, having an issue of blood. She was considered unclean. She was considered as a leper, unclean. No one was to go near her. She was not to go around anybody else. They were not to even to touch her clothing. So we see this pitiful situation in this dear lady. Not only that, but the Bible said that she was broke. She had spent everything she had on doctors. We can associate with that, can't we, Mom? And was none the better. But yet she grew worse. So her condition is dire. She is in such a situation that she has no strength. She's very weak. Her body is near death. The Bible would lead us to believe this, the way it speaks of her approaching Jesus. She didn't have the strength to stand upright and walk. The Bible leads us to this thinking that she was literally down on all fours, trying to make her way through this throng of people to get to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's her last hope. It's her only hope. She's got to get to the Lord Jesus at any cost. And then let's talk about her hope. The Bible said when she had heard. Now you put yourself in her situation. You spend every dime you've got on doctors. None of them have helped you. And you hear about a man named Jesus because his fame, he's went out through all of the region. And you hear about the wild man of Gadara that he healed. You hear about those lepers that he touched and healed. My, when she had heard of Jesus. And then in chapter number 3 and verse number 10, I'm sure she heard that other people that had touched his clothing had instantly been healed. Put yourself in her situation. Hey, nothing is going to stop her from getting to Jesus. People are thronging him. He can't even walk for the crowd. So you get a crowd until he started talking to them about a cross. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get a crowd until you start talking about a cross and a burden to bear, and it got down to 12. But right now, he's healing. He's casting out demons. He's giving sight back to the blind, and he's literally thronged with people. Now, understand, if she's making her way through, that means that people are not going to touch her. They're not going to break the Mosaic law of Leviticus chapter number 15. They're not going to come near her. They're not going to touch her. They're not going to touch her clothing. And so this pitiful little woman is literally crawling as the people see her coming, trying to catch up with Jesus. They back away from her because she's unclean. Jesus is making his way through the crowd. And all of a sudden, now if I start shouting and leave and run around the church a time or two, I'm not preaching, so don't go nowhere. All of a sudden, a little feeble hand reaches up with the last little bit of strength she's got. She said, if I can just touch his garments, if I can just get a hold of his garments. Why would she say that? Number one, she's at ground level. She can't touch any of them. That's all she can reach is the hem of his garment. But she was about to prove that she believed that Jesus was who he said he was. He's the Messiah. She's about to prove that she believes that. He's the anointed of God. She's about to prove that she believes that. Because in Psalms 133, he talks about how a priest was anointed. And it talks about Aaron being anointed with the anointing oil. And the Bible said in the 133rd Psalm that they poured the anointing oil over the head. That ran down across the face, through the beard, and it settled in the border of the garments. Oh, wow. That oil of anointing was symbolic of the Holy Spirit of God. She's about to prove that she believes that he is exactly who he says he is. She said, if I can just get to the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And she makes her little feeble way, her last ditch effort. Look at the determination this lady's got. Unclean. But whatever it takes, I'm sure she got kicked to the side. Probably had her little hand stepped on. Who is this unclean lady? Somebody needs to come and move her to the side. But she will not be detoured. Hey, this is her day of visitation. She's not going to miss it, no matter what. And she reaches up with a little feeble hand. Oh, she's at ground level. All she can reach is the hem of the garment. And the second, buddy, she latches hold on that, Jesus stops. You got to understand, he's surrounded by people. Jesus stops and says, wait a minute, who touched me? And the disciples, I'm sure, thought, Lord, we can't even walk for the people. I mean, there's people brushing up against us left and right. They're about to shove you off into the sea, read the Bible, and you say, who touched me? Jesus said, virtue went out of me. Power went out of me. He was saying, somebody with some faith just touched me. And I felt virtue. I felt power go out of me. Wow. Her faith. She proved her faith that he was the anointed of God. She knew that he had been anointed and that the oil had run down his face and through his beard and settled in the borders, Luke calls it, and in the hem, Matthew calls it, of his garment. She knew if she could just get that far and latch hold of that, her determination, whatever it takes. And then look at her faith. Her faith, my goodness, man, her faith. She believed things that his own disciples had a hard time with. Amen. She believed things that most of the Jews never got a hold of. She said, if I can just get a hold of him, I got enough faith to believe that he'll heal me. And boy, I'm going to tell you something. Wow. Oh, listen to me. Why do you think Jesus stopped and said, wait a minute, who touched me? Man, he's like a dead short. That's what it was. You got a dying sinner that just tapped into a living Savior. Amen. And he felt, let me tell you something. When he feels it go out, you can feel it come in. Amen. You cannot take hold of a living Savior and not feel the power go through you. That's what I don't want a dead religion. I want a living Savior that can anoint me with that same oil. I've had enough dead services to last me. My goodness, for the rest of my life. Amen. I want what she got. I want something that's real. And then you look at her location, she's at ground level. You know, I talked to somebody, it's been some time back, and this dear brother told me, he said, "Preacher," he said, "spiritually, I'm at ground level." That's what he told me. He said, "I'm not swinging from the rafters anymore." He said, "I've lost my shout, my joy." He said, "I'm at ground level." Well, maybe that's where you're at this morning. I've been there. Well, let me say something. It's not a bad place to be unless you're in denial of it. Did you hear what I said? If you're at spiritual ground level this morning, that's not such a horrible place to be. You know why? Because it shows your humility and you don't have to reach very far. Man, when you're at ground level, the hem is close. Amen. When you can't stand up to him, he'll kneel down to you. So being at ground level is not a terrible thing unless you're in denial of it. Because at ground level, you can still reach the hem. You can still tap hold of the power. Who touched me? And the Bible said that she was scared. She was trembling. Wouldn't you? Man, you've been sick. For 12 years, you've had a plague. For 12 years, you've heard people say, "Unclean, get away from me. Don't touch her. She's unclean." My. And you're crawling around on your hands and your knees in your own filth. And all of a sudden, you reach up in faith and you get the hem of his garment. Man, there's a power that surges through you. Woo! That's the same power that raised the body of the Lord Jesus Christ out of the ground. Amen! No wonder she started trembling. Wouldn't you? My goodness! She's just been healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And her clothing has been cleansed. She is no longer unclean. Amen. No wonder she was trembling. And finally she came to herself and she said, "Lord, it was me. I'm the one that touched you." And your Bible says this, and then she fell down at his feet. Amen. You got to be able to stand before you can fall down. She approached him in humility at ground level. She tapped into the power source and God raised her up. Amen. Amen. And then she knelt. He said, "Sweetheart, the oil have made you whole." That's not what he said. "That garment you just touched made you whole." That's not what he said. He said, "Thy faith hath made you whole." Amen. Wow. And then I thought about that. And then I thought about her doctor's report. You like getting those, don't you? You don't like getting those doctor's reports? You sweat it out and you chew your fingernails off into the quick waiting for a doctor's report. For 12 years, every one she got was bad. This one was good. No more pain. No more suffering. No more crawling. No more uncleanness. And the best part is, you don't owe the doctor a dime. Your bill is painful. Do you reckon that she said, "Well, thank you, Lord. That was good. I enjoyed that." No, bless your heart. She had herself a Babdacostal spell is what she did. Amen. Wouldn't you? Amen. Clean. Cleansed, healed, just by the faith that he was the anointed of God. About, I don't know, midnight last night, the Lord had been working with me on this, and I said, "Well, Lord, that's good. That applies to all of us, but where does temple fit in?" I asked him that with an honest heart on my face. I said, "Where does Temple Baptist Church, I know where individuals fit in. I know, but where does our church fit in?"
We're headed into a new year. We're heading into 2024. 2023 took its toll. Yeah, that's no secret. We were fractured in 2023. We lost some of our numbers in 2023. Our hearts was broken. In 2023, our preacher was attacked. His family was attacked. And I said, Lord, I know all of that, but how do we as a church, a body of believers, how do we relate to that? And the Lord spoke to my heart, if he's ever spoke to my heart. And his brother Tony preached Wednesday night, I can't use temple till I break temple. He said, I took Temple Baptist Church and I took them all the way back to ground zero. Hallelujah! I took Temple Baptist Church and I tore them down and I brought the believers back to ground zero where this woman was. But it's not a bad place to be, because he had to break us and get us back to humility before we could realize that he brought us back to ground zero. So where do we go from here? What do we do? I'll tell you where we go. By faith we reach up, man. If somebody could tap into that source this morning, it would only take one. Oh, listen, the whole church is where she was, brought back to ground zero. Thank God he's given us already a spirit of unity. Amen. It's here, man. You don't think that's here? You hang around when the service is over. People used to get out of here like a herd of nerds, buddy. Now service is over, even on Wednesday night, they have to turn the lights out to get us to leave. You know why that is? Because there's a spirit of unity among God's people. I want more. Amen. I want this choir to be anointed of God every time they get up here to sing. Amen. I want our pastor to be anointed with the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. I want the Holy Spirit of God to put a hedge of protection around him as he ministers to us and watches for our soul. Yes, he brought us back to ground zero. Yes, he brought us back and humbled us. When you're at ground zero, you're humbled. Yeah, pride's gone, man. It's all gone. Broken, brought back to rebuild. Amen. Amen. Oh, I know about 5 o'clock this morning. Did you get any sleep? About 5 o'clock this morning, I got on my knees and I said, Lord, you know what I believe? I believe what you've given me to preach. I got some things that I believe, preferences that I wouldn't die for, but I got convictions that I would. That's the difference. So what I have preached this morning, I will stand accountable to God for. Amen. And I said, Lord, if just one person, if just one could realize what you've done for us, it's not a bad thing. You've brought us back to ground zero. You've stripped us of any pride. It's pure humility now. That's all you've got when you're at ground zero. If just one of us could lift our little hand and grab a hold of that power. Oh my goodness. Oh, Katie, bar the door, good night, nurse. I'm telling you what, the power of the Holy Spirit of God would run rampant in this place. I'm not talking about wildfire. I've been in them services, man. I'm not talking about that. When it's real, it'll bear witness with your spirit. Amen. When it's real, it'll bear witness with what's inside you if you're saved. And I beg God. I got down and crawled like I pictured this little woman. Man, I retch up in the air trying to latch hold of the hem of that garment to get that oil. Our condition, where are we, preacher? Well, we've lost our vision. Amen. We've lost our zeal. We've lost some of our excitement. Lost our joy for the most part. We need to get the power back. Amen. When we come in here and meet, if the presence of the Holy Ghost of God is not here, we're wasting our time. All we'll do is meet, brag on each other and talk about, oh, how pretty that is. Oh, I love them nails. These women, it don't matter. We'll walk in. She embarrasses me all the time. Walk in. So men are not like that. Oh, I love those boots. It don't matter where we're at. It doesn't matter what's going on. If we've just seen a head-on collision and we walk into a place of business, Shannon, who done your nails? That's all we'll have here without the power of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Amen. If we can tap into that. And it's not hard when you're at ground zero. You don't have to reach very far. But in order to do that, you've got to turn loose of all pride, animosity, backbiting. You can't grab hold of the power with one hand and hold all of those things in the other. Hey, I think it's worth letting go of it. Amen. I want the power of the Holy Ghost in my life more than I want to hold on to anything. My. Our hope, preacher, for 2024 is to tap into a power source that we know's there. Amen. The Lord says to us this morning, how determined are you? How determined are you to do it? You just talk about it? Are you willing to get rid of some things? Are you willing to spend some time in prayer? Are you really hungry? He's not going to give you the power of the Holy. Listen, the preacher's made this very clear. If you've been saved, you were saved and sealed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. But there's many fillings of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And before you can do the service of the Lord, you've got to be filled and anointed with the Holy Spirit of God. I can remember a time at Temple Baptist Church when you walked in the back door and said, whoa, he's here, I feel him, man, he's here. I want that back. Hey, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? When Jesus was here the first time, the demons come out of the woodwork. Have you noticed anything lately? The demons are coming out of the woodwork after our children. Why? He's on his way back the second time. Is there not a cause? Listen. What's at stake, preacher? Your family. Your marriage. Your kids. I'm going to drop a bomb on you right here. Your health. Listen. Where the moving and the power of the Holy Ghost is, families are not torn apart anymore. Amen. God puts a hedge around our kids. You believe that, preacher? I believe that 100%. Where the Holy Spirit of God is free to move, you'll watch some sicknesses change. Oh, you one of them? No, I'm not one of them. I believe in the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But that healing comes by the power of the Holy Ghost of God. Hey, is there not a cause? This could be our last year. This could be it. Andy, come on and get something to play. I'm through. This could be it, man. 2024, I never thought I'd live it. Told somebody the other day, I'd have took better care of myself if I'd known I was going to live this long. There's something in the air. Listen to me. Preacher, I've heard it all my life. Well, yeah, I have too. My son's 46. We had a little talk the other day, and I said, Mike, something in the air. Dad, you never thought I'd make it to elementary school before the Lord come back. Well, that's true, I didn't. Dad, you told me that I'd never graduate high school before the Lord come back. That's the way I said that too. And then he shocked me and he said, you know what, Dad? He said, you're right this time. Yeah, you can feel it. You can sense it. Evil is here. This world is a cesspool of evil. Amen. The only way we're going to make it through 2024 with a shout and praise on our lips is for somebody. Can you imagine one person, two, three, four, five? Oh my goodness, paid a price, went and tapped into that power source. Oh my goodness. This whole church would stop and say, whoa, who touched me? This fellow right over here got locked into the power of the Holy Spirit of God. That's what it is. I want us to go into 2024 praising the Lord. Amen. 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 I want to see a hub of protection around my pastor. Amen. I want to see God touch his health. Let him preach like he was 30 again. Whew. You think he's, and he is an awesome preacher. You should have got a load of him when he was in his 30s. Faithful man of God. All right, brother, play something. If the Lord's spoken to your heart, you know it.